take it away on the interview.
Well, let's switch gears here. The Wild are 10-0, folks. They're in first place. They have the best record in the entire league. So that's pretty good. But let's talk about Sheridan. You guys don't like Sheridan. You sweep them. Day one, 4-2 win. What'd you see in that one?
Not our best game, but we figured out how to win again. So, I mean, obviously, that's all that matters. They they brought in a pretty good goalie who is the real deal. He's an extremely good player, and it's tough to beat him.
It was a close margin. I mean, 4-2 is a close margin. You got to give Sheridan credit for hanging around. Plus, not to mention, any win now is starting to become impressive because you're going to get team's best shot. They're going to look at those thin, oh, 8-0, okay. Oh, they're 9-0 now. You get their best shot. The next night went a little easier. Well, started in the third because it was scoreless through two.
Yeah.
You guys took over. What was the turning point? How'd you guys take over?
We took over from the puck drop, like, second one of the game. We absolutely dominated the entire game. It was our best full game we've ever put together this year. But, like I said, their goalie stood on his head and kept them in it for two periods. The first period shots were like 25-2. They got two shots in the first period.
Wow.
The second period was a little more of the same, and then the third period they just got so tired they couldn't hang with us at all, and things started happening.
Well, yeah, shot him 64-24.
Yeah.
And why was that?
We just outworked them, and we had a really good game. Like I said, it was our first 60-minute game we put together.
And, you know, that's something you've been talking about all season long. We got to put the full 60 minutes together. They put it. What happened? So, do you think the goalie for he just kind of got tired at the end?
Yeah,
you're put some shots in.
You're gonna get tired if you're working the entire time.
That's interesting, though. They have a good goalie, but Sheridan kind of for the rest of the year it's the depth. Gillette, you guys are killing these teams because of depth. You're getting it done because of the depth that you have. But your goalie situation, let's talk about that for a second, because you told us before the season started, hey, it's pretty solid right now. Orchard, 24 saves out of 24 that first night. Or wait, was that? That might have been the second night.
That was night two, yeah.
Night two. Turek had 24 the night prior. What do you think about your goalies 10 games in?
I'm extremely comfortable with what we have. We also have another goalie, Bob Allport, who's from Wisconsin. He can play, too. I mean, he could play in any of these games also. So we have three solid goaltenders that can play at any time. I don't ever feel uncomfortable in any situation, so it's a good thing. Like, I think that nothing's going to change moving forward, obviously. Like, these guys aren't going anywhere. I'm not going to get rid of them. So I like where we're at.
And defensively, it just seems like your guys are starting to play a little more cohesive. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they're starting to figure each other out. We're starting to pair them up the right way. Newson is the D coach during games, but he's learning too still. It's his first year being a coach, so he's learning when to put the guys out, when not to put guys out, and situationally how things are supposed to be done. But he's learning, and he's getting better, and we're getting better. So,
out of curiosity, because you were an assistant coach at one point, what did you learn from being an assistant coach and how a head coach deals with the assistant coach? What have you brought to how you're a head coach now?
Well,
what are some things you left back?
Yeah, there's a lot. So I was like, my first game ever, I made some huge mistakes and just got railed. I just got yelled at, like, in front of all the guys, like, you know what I mean? Kind of belittled pretty good. So that's what I don't do. I try not to do that. There's learning moments in every situation, though. So it's just simple communication. And I feel like people learn a lot better when you communicate as a grown-up instead of yelling.
Especially coach to coach, because you don't want to – I think you make a great point there, because you don't want your players to almost – lose respect for the assistant coach when they see what I'm saying.
Exactly. I'm trying to get the players to gain respect for Newson. I mean, he was on the team last year, so they kind of see him as still as one of the guys instead of a coach. So I'm trying to change that still. I don't think it's ever going to change completely, but I think they're learning that there is some barriers there, and there is a little bit of he can make decisions that they can't. So I think they're all starting to grasp that and and kind of be okay with it.
I will say this too. It's also nice to have an assistant coach that was just a player just recently, because he's could be a nice liaison between you and the players. He can kind of a lot of times those assistant coaches that are younger, they can really understand the player.
Right.
And I'm not saying you don't, but I'm saying they can more understand the player than like an older coach, an older head coach.
Yeah, it is actually pretty important that they do become friends, right? Like, I'm friends with all my players too, but on a different level. Like, there's a little more barrier there instead of, you know, Newsom is 21 years old. They're 20, 18 to 20. So they're a lot closer in age and they understand each other a little better. But he is really good at, he's, like I said, he's learning, he's getting a lot better at what he does. And that is a big part of it. Being the hallway between player and coach is his job, and he's doing pretty good at it.
That's nice. That's good to have. It's almost like a he's like a brother to them. You're like the dad, kind of. You can be friends with your dad, but can't be best friends.
You don't really want to be hanging out with them on Saturday after the game, right?
Right. Exactly. That's true. You know, hey, you know, I have to talk about Declan Young. He made history.
Yeah.
He is now the Gillette Wild all-time leading scorer, which is extremely impressive. He's in really good company. He's closing in on the assists, too. I believe he's got, I have 85 here. And the assist record is 100. He's probably going to get that this season. What makes Declan so special?
A lot of things. I said it in the newspaper the other day. He wants to be in hard situations. He wants to be the guy that does it for the team. He doesn't really care about the, you know, this kind of stuff. He doesn't care when people talk about it. It actually makes him kind of uncomfortable. He's kind of a socially awkward dude, to be honest. But he's got the leadership thing on ice down like 100%. So when we get into tough situations, or when there's, you know, even on penalty kill, he's always the first one to stand up and be like, let me go take care of this. Let me go do this, you know. Like, and that's not a glorified role. People don't really understand that, but there's a lot of things that he does that kind of are unknown, but it's all stuff that has to be done for us to be where we're at. And fortunately, we have a lot of guys like that. He's not the only one, so I'm not saying that, but he is definitely the leader in that aspect.
And he's the type of guy, too, and you need this in a leader that, he's done so many great things. I mean, the numbers, 92 goals in his career, 85 assists, but he's going to give other guys credit, too. He understands
sure.
that it takes everybody in that team. And the other thing, you just mentioned something, I think, very critical. He can be a leader in a different way, almost, you know, maybe, and he's a leader on the ice, and the other guys want to follow him and play well for him. That just helps out the whole team. Well, okay, I want to switch gears for a second. We got to do this, Vic. We got to. It's time for getting to know Coach Ethan Hayes. Here we go. We're gonna learn more about Ethan Hayes. We'll be back to hockey in a minute. Okay, here we go. Ethan, we're gonna talk about movies.
Okay.
What's your favorite sports movie? First off.
Oof. Probably Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's a good one. That's hard to argue with, Vic. Vic, which one is yours?
I like Remember the Titans.
That's good.
That's you know, my neck of the woods. My mom was, you know, playing that school in the days that was going on, T.C. Williams. You know, I don't know. They're way too – Field of Dreams. I got to go with Field of Dreams.
Like
the one
League
that
too.
Touches the heartstrings for me. Yeah, if you want that Field of Dreams, you know, comedy, there's too many.
Yeah.
There's too many.
I'll agree with that. All right. Best and favorite kids movie that you've watched?
Fox and the Hound, hands down.
Not even close. can this Toy Story count?
It's not. It doesn't even.
Is that not a kids movie?
On the same shelf.
Wow.
But
there
is it not
go.
A kids movie? Is Toy Story considered?
It's for sure a kids movie.
It's a kids movie.
Right, Fox and the Hound, I'm going Toy Story. Who you got?
I have no clue. No clue.
All right, last one about movies, then back to hockey. Favorite movie overall? Mine's Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Ghostbusters.
I'm a big... what's it called with Kevin Costner and he's in the prairie? The Dances with Wolves.
Oh, okay. All right. I like Team America World Police as well in you Office
know that,
Space.
You know that was filmed just near here mm-hmm. and everything, right?
I do know.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Oh, you've got to. If you really like Dances with Wolves.
I don't really immerse myself in it. Oh, like, I don't.
Well, no.
I wasn't researching the movie yesterday.
I mean, it is literally driving. Right down the... No, seriously, driving down the interstate when you caught the spearfish and out towards that area of western South Dakota. Yeah, you need to go to Deadwood and go to Kevin Costner's. I don't know if he still owns that casino there or not, but there was a casino in Deadwood that he's got all his memorabilia up and everything.
I'm not allowed in there. I got banned from that place.
Yeah, what else?
Right, we can't talk about it.
You've got 4 minutes, Chris. Round of the upcoming games.
Do you like any scary movies? Real quick.
No. I hate scary movies.
Me too.
Movies.
I hate them. They upset me.
Because then I go to bed by myself and I get scared.
Same here. That Chucky show that's on USA now, I'm not watching
it. Yeah, I don't
garbage.
Deal with like that.
Hey.
Stuff like that.
Good recovery.
Thank goodness I had the delay on. All right, wrap it up, Chris.
All right, two at Yellowstone. Two at Yellowstone coming up. The road games, you know you're going to get their best shot because you guys are undefeated. You're 10-0. You're in first place. Played them before. They have some potential. What do you think from Yellowstone?
It's not going to be easy, right? I mean, we're going to have to go to work still. But
what do you mean? You won 13-2 against them in one game.
Yeah, well, there's always variables that a lot of people don't know about. But, well... I think we'll be fine for sure, but it's gonna be honestly hard for these guys to stay focused to 100% when we continue to play teams that we've already played and beat, especially with those margins. But that's what we have to figure out how to do.
All right, so I want to ask this: is there, you know, are you hearing talks of, oh, we can't wait for Helena? We've got to get to November. Are you hearing that, or are they really focusing on next game?
Of course, they are excited to play Helena, for sure. I am too, but they know that without winning this weekend, our streak goes away. So, and their new goal is to have the longest winning streak in the league ever. So that's their goal, not my goal. I didn't create
it. Do you know what the number is?
No, I don't even care.
Okay, there you go. He'll tell you how it is.
I like it.
But that's their goal. So, yeah, they'll be focused.
So I got to ask, how much of Helena have you watched?
None.
Okay.
I have not watched one game from them.
Again, just to reiterate, Wilder in first place, they're 10-0. They have the best record in the entire league. Not just the Frontier Division, the entire league. Helena, 8-0. Collision course, folks.
So they have they play the Yellowstone Quake on the road at Yellowstone, the 15th and 16th, Friday and Saturday. They play at home against Bozeman, the 22nd and 23rd. And then what everyone is anxiously awaiting for is November 19th and 20th. Wait, hold on. No, wait.
We don't
I'm
play
sorry.
Helena until
you don't
December.
Play until December. Mm. Wow, man. Can you please, like... Yeah, we all want to see Helena. We don't care about these other.
I gotta find out how long this winning streak is. That record. That's a
there's your
quite
homework.
A goal. Yeah,
there's your homework.